WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While voter turnout in Brazos County was just more than 10%, not every voting location saw activity.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says some sites hosted multiple precincts, but not all precincts were represented. One example, the Peach Creek Community Center, where there were no registered voters in Precinct 68, but those living in Precinct 28 participated. Another location was the Lincoln Center, where Precinct 72 had no registered voters living in the Bryan School District. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says there will be a statewide review of how the first election went, requiring photo identification.
I really haven't seen anything or heard anything or heard of any major issues. In approximately 2 weeks, we'll all be meeting here. We're going to be talking about this issue, I'm sure, as well as everything else that we do, obviously, in the tax office.
And among those happy about statewide voter approval for taking $2 billion to finance water projects are State Representative Kyle Cassell, who says it will benefit his rural district that runs from College Station to West.
Liked about Proposition 6 from the beginning is it still starts grassroots. It comes through the local groundwater districts, through Region G in our area, till it gets to the Texas Water Development Board. So this is, you know, from the people all the way, just approval for the SWIFT fund. I mean, it's a great program. It's actually simple in my mind.
Cassell hopes one of the first projects will assist replacing the water system in the West following last April's fertilizer plant explosion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second straight night, Bryan police responded to an armed robbery. Tuesday night, just before 11, two men held up an employee and a customer of the El Toro Bar on Sims between 21st and 22nd. No one was hurt and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Suspect information's online at WTAW.com. Officer Kelly McKeithen says these men are not believed to have participated in a holdup the night before at Mobile Zone USA on South Texas. A Bryan woman is accused of child endangerment while working at a local daycare center. The arrest of 53-year-old Freddie Walton followed a six-week investigation by police and the State Department of Family and Protective Services. According to the arrest report, a five-month-old boy fell from her lap and hit his head on the floor.
It's not the fact that there was an accident that occurred. It's more the fact that it wasn't reported immediately and, the type of injury that was sustained if it's prolonged before it is treated, can cause more serious injury.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the baby is out of the hospital after being treated for a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. State officials say Camelot Learning Center was cited for failing to ensure no child is abused, neglected, or exploited. The center remains open and can still appeal the state action. According to the arrest report, Walton, who is out of jail after posting bond, told police the injury was the result of the baby rolling on the floor and bumping his head on a table. The search for the next president at A&M is going like the system chancellor wants, quietly. John Sharp was asked at this week's meeting of the University Staff Council why they have one of two non-voting members on the search committee.
The previous committees were 15 and 22, right. Stuff like that. And one of the problems with that was that you had a reluctance for people, you know, the president of Joe Blow University, to apply, because he's sitting there saying, do I really believe that 22 people are going to be able to keep my name secret, or am I going to read it in the Purdue newspaper or something like that?
The student body president is also an ex officio member. Sharp says nominations are still being accepted and an outside consultant continues to recruit candidates, both through Thanksgiving. Bryan, Iola, and Somerville are among the locations where large amounts of ammonium nitrate is stored. A new website has been announced by the State Fire Marshal's Office following last April's explosion at the fertilizer plant in West. Other storage facilities are located in Marquay, Giddings, and Carmine. Through a voluntary inspection program, the state identified 110 locations in 71 counties storing at least 10,000 pounds of the potentially hazardous chemical. State officials did not reveal additional locations that did not agree to be inspected, and other states were not disclosed due to security reasons. Maps of the locations in Bryan, Iola, and Somerville are online at WTAW.com, along with a link to the Fire Marshal's database. If you've driven by the Simpson Drill Field on the A&M campus this week, you've seen construction going on. Ryan Pierce with Habitat for Humanity says it's part of a new student-led effort for the nonprofit.
It was a new student organization called Build. It was initiated by Corps of Cadet members who wanted wanted an organization that would bring together students from all over campus. And they're sponsoring a Habitat home right now. They raised $50,000 to build that home. It's underway in Bryan, and they're actually bringing volunteers each week to build that house.
Pierce says several Habitat volunteers have been assisting as the students have been building walls this week for four additional homes. And thanks to a group of caring Texans, including an Aggie connection, a little calf named Hero still has a chance.
Hero is 8 months old. He lost his rear hooves to frostbite after he was dumped in a Virginia pasture earlier this year. Kitty Martin took Hero in, and she and her husband were driving across Arkansas yesterday when the calf got seriously ill. The Martins were able to arrange emergency treatment for Hero in Mount Pleasant, and vets at A&M examined the calf to find he was okay. Now they're looking at treatment options for his hooves, including surgery. They say surgery on both legs will cost as much as $10,000. Chris Summer, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:12. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnem and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnem and Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnem and Flooring today.
You know, chocolate's fun and chocolate's good, and chocolate is extra special from the Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan there on North Main. They've got a website, which is bcschocolategallery.com. You go there, you can see some of the creations that they've done at the Chocolate Gallery. Not only chocolate, but they do pastries. They bake right there. By the way, with the football game coming up, the last home football game, you want to get some football-themed cookies. The Chocolate Gallery has that for you. Also, they have chocolates with the official licensed Texas A&M decorations on them. Now, if it's chocolate, you know, that's really a pretty complex subject because there's all sorts of different kinds of chocolate, chocolate from all over the world that you can buy at the Chocolate Gallery. But know this, the homemade chocolates and pastries right there in downtown Bryan at the Chocolate Gallery. Everything is made from scratch. There are no artificial flavors. If you want a cake for a special situation you got coming up, then remember that right inside there is Sienna's Cakes, and she'll be glad to create a special cake for a wedding or any other kind of occasion. Have a look again at the website, and you'll see some of the work they've done. And businesses, want an interesting gift for your customers this year? How about a piece of chocolate with your logo on it? They can design that for you. So get in touch with them. You can call them at 779-2804. Go to the website, though, bcschocolategallery.com.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Colder and drier weather settles in across the state for today. We'll see lots of sunshine. It's going to be cool. Temperatures today near 65. Clear tonight. We'll fall back to about 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. I think we'll have highs anywhere from 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday, a decent start to the weekend. A mixture of clouds and sun and turning milder with highs approaching 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Visit with Travis Laphart, senior wideout for A&M, who's been quite the surprise for the Aggies. Aggie All-American is up for the Senior Class Award, plus the A&M soccer team advances in the SEC Championship games. We'll fill you in on more coming up at about 7:52.
Oh, good. And here we go. Oh, no. I was going to play the Olympic theme, but I don't want to listen to the advertisement. what do you do? They, you know, nowadays if you hit YouTube, they've got to, you know,
it's show pretty rascally
pictures of ducks getting washed by Dawn detergent because they've got oil on them or something
now,
like that.
Now, I washed a sheep with Dawn one time.
Did you now? How'd that go for
it? It worked really well.
Did the sheep like it?
It was nice, white, and fluffy.
Okay. Here you go. This is the Olympic theme. Yep. Because the Olympics will be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that. Come on, get to it. Let's go. Come on, come on, come on. We don't have all day. Oh, you're just killing me here. Well, the reason we're talking about the Olympics, and why shouldn't we? The Soyuz rocket that launched from Kazakhstan last night has special cargo aboard. In addition to the three crew members from Japan, Russia, and the U.S., and I could probably only pronounce the names of one of them, it will have the Olympic torch.
Wow.
Cool. Yes.
Now, the torch won't be lit, okay? Well, because if you think about it, spacecraft, you know, with all that oxygen in there, it burns
wouldn't
up.
Be a very good idea.
Well, it would, you know, it doesn't explode. At least it burns up a lot of oxygen. Anyway, what they'll do is they will carry the torch outside the space station as part of a six-hour spacewalk.
Fun.
And that never got to be what it was supposed to. I thought,
yeah, we knew exactly what you were.
Anyway, this year's torch is
that's the extended version or something.
I guess it might be. This torch relay now makes it, of course, the longest in Olympic history. The 123-day journey will crisscross Russia. And again, you know, there are parts of Russia where nobody lives. I'm guessing they won't be crisscrossing up there. They'll be crisscrossing where people are. It'll cover 40,000 miles and involve 14,000 torchbearers. And this trip isn't the first time that the Olympic torch has left the planet. One flew on Space Shuttle Columbia back in 1996 before the Atlanta Games, and another one in 2000 before the Sydney Games.
So, wow.
There you go. Now it's become a tradition. They come up there and do all that kind of stuff. And while we're speaking about stuff in space, just so that you know, well...
Oh, God! We're going to die!
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
European satellite that mapped the Earth's gravitational field in exquisite detail is now being pulled down by gravity into a fiery destruction sometime in the next few days. Now, we can calculate to the millisecond how far something is away from us in space, but when it comes to it falling back to Earth, where it could crash and burn and destroy cities, all they can come up with, it's going to fall the next few days. And by the way, they're not sure where it's going to fall. Now, it's about 25 to 45 fragments of this one-ton spacecraft that are expected to survive all the way to the surface of the Earth. And some of them could weigh as much as 200 pounds. So they're telling you, basically, that a 200-pound glob of metal could fall someplace.
Hopefully not on your head.
Yes, in the world in the next few days. Oh, and by the way, again, between 25 and 45 pieces of this junk could fall.
Well, I mean, doesn't that stuff always happen? And we just don't know and we don't care?
Is that it? Are we living in ignorance? Well, I know we're living in ignorance.
I mean, just nobody announced it when in family lore of my family, there was a meteorite that burned down a barn. Like, I mean, we didn't need NASA to tell us, there's junk coming down.
Well, but a meteorite is different. A meteorite is something that is naturally occurring that just happens. Okay, stuff. This is something that we put up there that is coming down, and the least they could do is put a GPS on it and let us kind of get a projection.
Okay, anyway, he's one of those projectile GPS
yesterday. They call this the latest in a parade of spacecraft falling from the sky. These are called uncontrolled entries.
A parade?
That's what they're saying.
That's a better word than barrage.
Well, and again, don't you like the idea that it's an uncontrolled entry? That's like it's just... Well, it happens to come sneaking in when we're not paying attention.
You can't control everything.
You see the spaceship.
Nobody's looking. Let me come in. Again, it could be between 25 and 45 of these fragments that could weigh 200 pounds.
What I want to know is it going to be a beautiful show?
Well, I don't know. It depends on where it lands, right? Because it could be a beautiful show right up until it does hit your barn.
Move the cows out.
Oh, pretty boom. Yeah.
There are so far no known instances in which anybody has been injured. See, I hate that. No known instances. It's like, let's keep this quiet. The European Space Agency's Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer,
Goche. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, Goche. Once again, it's the European Space Agency's Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer.
So it's called Goche.
That's right.
That sounds so fashionable.
It really does. It ran out of propellant last month, and so it's been dropping about 2.5 miles a day. And as of yesterday, it was still 113 miles up as it circled the Earth once every 88 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's booking. The orbit goes almost directly over the poles. Oh, sure it does, until it doesn't anymore. I'm just saying, your weekend may be spoiled. We just wanted to let you know up front that that could be
happening. As long as it doesn't land in the middle of any football fields.
Yeah, on Friday night.
Just fine.
Yeah, probably so, or Saturday. So anyhow, we mentioned the Country Music Awards last night. Did you see the redesigned Kenny Rogers on there? My wife hadn't seen him in a while, and I said, "Oh yeah, that was a big story. You can't recognize him anymore." You know, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, he won some sort of an award, and the Entertainer of the Year was George Strait.
Yep. His 9,772nd number one hit.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, he certainly has filled up arenas. There's no doubt about that. So I guess
last time he got an award was 23 years ago.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. This is his third Entertainer Award.
Well, I guess he probably is a little bit surprised about that. But see, the next ones that are coming up, and they've announced the nominees, are the People's Choice Awards. Now, these are the great awards because if you don't win, you don't show up. So the people who show up who are nominated, you know, are the winners kind of ahead of time. So that's kind of neat. See, the most favorite, the nominee, we apparently get to vote. I didn't know that. So I guess that's why they call it the People's Choice.
Yes.
Yeah, duh. Anyway, so we'll see. It'll air on January the 8th on ABC. So I know we're all excited about that. The favorite network comedy show is the nominees are Two Broke Girls, The Big Bang Theory, Glee, How I Met Your Mother and Modern Family. I don't know if you have any favorites there. The favorite network drama, Chicago Fire, The Good Wife, Nashville, Grey's Anatomy, and Parenthood. And then the favorite movie, Despicable Me 2.
That was a good movie.
Fast and Furious 6, Iron Man 3, Monster University, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Ooh, Star Trek Into Darkness. That sounds really fun. So anyway, that'll be coming up on January the 8th, so get ready for that. You know, we don't get to watch the morning shows on network television.
No, what a shame.
We do. We miss so much. For instance, if you were watching the Today Show today, you'd get to watch Matt Lauer and Al Roker get a prostate exam.
Good. That's on TV?
Live.
Why?
I don't have any idea.
It's Men's Cancer Month after Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Okay.
But people don't get mammograms on TV.
They do. But you say that, howsomever, remember that Katie Couric had a colonoscopy on TV.
Yep.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, 6.7 million people.
When did we decide this
that.
Was entertainment?
Well, I don't know that they did. The idea is to raise awareness. That's basically what they're trying
to
say.
They have my awareness raised.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
And my gorge.
Once again, you may be missing it, but I'm sure it'll be available later today on NBC.com.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms. Come out every Saturday for orchard tours. Gather around for a wine tasting to experience Texas wines and pair them with your favorite pecan delicacies. Take home a delicious handmade pie like pumpkin pecan, chocolate pecan, and the classic Royalty Pecan Pie. Pick up toffee, pralines, breads, wines, and other gourmet foods for your holiday gifts and get-togethers. Also, shop online at royaltypecans.com. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Pretty nice day today and tomorrow, about 67 for the high each day, and then a little bit warmer, maybe up to the lower 70s for the rest of the weekend and on into Veterans Day. Our lows tonight, 44. Tomorrow night, about 49. No mention of rain in the forecast until maybe Sunday. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 12. The wind chill is 39, relative humidity is 80%, and we've got 45 degrees out there.
When you're sick, you want to feel better fast, and Gold Star Pharmacy can help. If you're tired of the long lines and poor customer service at the big chains, Gold Star Pharmacy is your new, locally and Aggie-owned choice for friendly service with most prescriptions ready in 15 minutes or less. Plus, Gold Star offers free prescription delivery anywhere in College Station. Join the Gold Star Savings Club for big discounts on your medications. Transfer your prescriptions today and get 5% off your next visit. Call 690-9112 or visit goldstarrx.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, the drive-bys are gearing up for massive coverage of the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Already, there are retrospective pieces examining the life and times of JFK. And for liberals, it's another chance to revisit that mystical place they created called Camelot. But a key media figure of the era has learned a sad lesson that you can't go home again. Dan Rather, who helped organize CBS coverage of Kennedy's trip to Dallas 50 years ago, will not be part of their coverage. Dan Rather worked at CBS for 44 years. For 24 of those years, he anchored the nightly newscast. And what he lacked in ratings, he made up for in longevity. But his ugly departure and subsequent lawsuit against CBS left bitter feelings. Dan is now 82, and he waited in vain for them to call him to appear on the anniversary coverage. Still, those of you who once watched Rather's blather, not a terribly large number, will be able to find him on another network covering the anniversary of the assassination. He will make an appearance on the Today Show on NBC with Matt Lauer. But on CBS, the network's Tyrannosaurus Rex Bob Schieffer will host. A promo says that viewers will be taken back to the moment with Walter Cronkite and iconic reporters Charles Collingwood, Harry Reasoner, Charles Kuralt, and Mike Wallace, who are all dead. Dan Rather is still alive, but not to CBS. He may as well be dead. It's actually kind of sad.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, this is Eric Amon. I felt the boost of testosterone within just a few days of starting Andro 400. It gives me energy, increases my libido, helps me burn more fat. I now wear the same size pants as I did 11 years ago. I have a very physically demanding night shift job. Much younger guys that I work with are so tired that they sleep till 2 in the afternoon. But with Andro 400, I'm up by 10 a.m. My alertness, energy, and stamina are where they were 10 years ago. Mental fatigue, physical fatigue is gone. I love Andro 400.
Guys, do you need a boost in energy and an increase in stamina? Do you often feel mentally or physically fatigued? As the day wears on, do you wear out? Then do what Eric did. Try the safe and natural testosterone booster Andro 400 to burn belly fat, increase your energy and stamina, and say goodbye to mental and physical fatigue. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byansky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byansky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A local child care worker has been arrested by Bryan police for not immediately reporting a baby being hurt. 53-year-old Freddie Walton of Bryan is accused of child endangerment. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the arrest follows a six-week investigation.
It appears to have been, you know, not done by malicious intent, but the fact that it was not reported immediately and gotten that child, you know, medical attention is what caused to the severity of the injuries.
In mid-September, a 5-month-old boy was hospitalized for a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. According to the arrest report, the baby fell from Walton's lap and hit his head on the floor. Walton told investigators the infant rolled on the floor and bumped his head on a table. McEthan says the child has been released from the hospital. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services says Camelot Learning Center is open and can appeal a citation issued for failing to ensure no child is abused, neglected, or exploited. A bar west of downtown Bryan is the latest target of armed robbers. Police say two men are accused of the Tuesday night holdup at the El Toro Bar on Sims between 21st and 22nd. Officer Kelly McEthan says the suspects are not associated with the robbery of the Mobile Zone USA store on South Texas the night before. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from an employee and a customer. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the descriptions of the suspects. There are at least 110 locations in Texas where at least 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate are stored. That's the potentially hazardous chemical at the center of last April's fertilizer plant explosion in West. Online at WTAW.com, you can see maps of storage locations in West Bryan and in Somerville and Iola. It's part of a new state fire marshal's website containing data collected following voluntary inspections after the West explosion. The number and locations of other sites that did not participate in the voluntary program were not disclosed. Officials did not post a full list of what was checked due to security reasons. Our online story also includes a link to the fire marshal's website where shows storage sites in which shows storage sites in Carmine, Marquay, and Giddings. The reviewing is underway for the first elections in Texas requiring photo identification.
Brazos County Voter Registrar Christy Rose says one issue is dealing with the names on voter registration and photo cards not being an exact match.
Once they can identify, they use several options and give the voter an opportunity to go ahead and fill out a form to change their voter registration to match their ID so there won't be an issue later on.
Voter turnout was just over 10%, and for some precincts it was zero. County Clerk Karen McQueen says there were no registered voters for the Bryan School Board election in Precinct 72 at Lincoln Center, and there were no registered voters in Precinct 68 at Peach Creek Community Center. Of the 1 million who voted statewide, 62% approved spending $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to help finance water projects. State Representative Kyle Cassell is among the supporters.
A lot of the projects are already in the pipes. You know, District 12 alone, we have had some success with the Water Development Board in some of our towns, and, you know, let's hope that West will be one of the beneficiaries of this soon. As we're working on our water infrastructure in West to rebuild that wonderful town that had disaster on April 17th.
Cassell says proposals will start from local groundwater districts, go through regional boards, then to the state's Water Development Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A new A&M student organization has partnered with Habitat for Humanity. Ryan Pierce with Habitat says BUILD, initiated by members of the Corps of Cadets, is doing more than building a home.
Then they're actually building walls for four other Habitat homes on campus this week on Simpson Drill Field Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. They're going to be out there building walls. We have several regular Habitat volunteers who are helping lead that project on campus.
Pierce says BUILD raised $50,000 to get a Habitat house off the ground in Bryan. Time is running out in the first phase of who will become the next president at A&M. Chancellor John Sharp says several hundred have applied and an outside consultant is recruiting candidates.
They're also talking privately to folks that within this university and within other universities, asking them, you know, recruiting them, seeing if they are interested in putting their name in and things like that. And so that process will go on probably through Thanksgiving or so.
Sharp was asked about the search process at this week's meeting of the University Staff Council, which has one of two non-voting members on the nine-member search committee. And with traffic congestion building on I-35 between San Antonio and Austin and the toll road that was supposed to take the traffic off 35 standing empty, the Texas Transportation Commission's proposing a truly radical solution. Commission Chairman Ted Houghton has suggested flipping the roads, making 35 the toll road and State Highway 130 the free road. Anti-toll road activist Terry Hall says the whole thing is insane.
They're trying to make I-35 the main artery of commerce in our state. They're going to turn that into a toll road
and force you to go 35 miles out of your way to get the free road.
She says the timing is interesting since there was a bill sponsored by former Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson preventing the tolling of existing interstates. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
I've talked a lot about my friends at Zwicker & Associates. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Today, I want to tell you about one of the many ways that they truly shine. And when you list your home with Zwicker & Associates, your listing's going to shine too. You see, they use an architectural photographer out of Houston. This guy's not a wedding photographer or a portrait photographer. No, he is a high-end architectural photographer. What does that mean? It means that not only does he have the right equipment to be able to capture your home, he also has the lenses to help make your rooms look more spacious. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You've all seen those horrible pictures on other listings where it's just in the corner of the room or you can see the person actually taking the picture like in the bathroom mirror. You will never see that kind of photo with a Zwicker & Associates listing. You will see gorgeous stage spaces, photographs that are processed so the buyers can appreciate all of the natural light pouring in from all the windows and still see all the detail of the room. Did you know over 80% of home buyers suggest that pictures are the single most useful piece of information in deciding which homes to view? If you want to make sure that your home is the clear choice for buyers, call Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams, zarealestate.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
High pressure is going to be responsible for lots and lots of sunshine across the area today. It's also going to be responsible for cooler conditions. It'll be 65 as we head through the afternoon. Clear tonight, we'll fall back to about 45 to 50. Partial sun for tomorrow, highs will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low close to 50 degrees. Sun and clouds with a high of 70 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's going to definitely be an emotional game, hopefully a positive win. And, man, it's crazy to think last game is already here.
That's the Aggie standout wide receiver and senior Travis Labhart talking about his last chance to play at Kyle Field, as well as another senior All-American actually getting some accolades from the Senior Class Award. Plus, Aggie soccer doing well in the SEC tournament. All that and more with sports. We'll knock that out for you here in about 12 minutes or so.
And it's blackout night in Waco, Kat, is that right?
People been wearing lucky t-shirts for a couple days now. But yeah, we're trying to black it out. I wore my black shirt. I wore my pearls. I'm representing. We're ready to sick up.
You know, just for conflict, I mean, just so they have emotional turmoil in Waco, Budweiser should have made, like, blackout shirts, you know, because then you got the Bud.
Oh, that would short circuit somebody.
That's just me. Kat, I'll let you know. I've got my blackout t-shirt, too.
Oh, there you go.
Bill Flores in the studio with Ed. By the way, Baylor should win easily. I can't imagine it's going
to
be a
good one. I'd like to see a good old-fashioned rear kicking up there. Yeah, so that'd be great.
Yeah, but
send the Okies back.
That's right. Be on TV. You know, there'll be a sellout of Floyd Casey, which you don't see very often. And
you're just full of digs.
What? No.
Well, Kat, I'm actually going to go to the Baylor TU game on December the 7th.
Oh, you lucky thing.
It was a big deal when they pulled the tarp off.
Yeah, that's exactly right, in the end zone, so people could actually sit there. That's it. Anyway, so Bill Flores joins us this morning in studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Now, you were the reason you're in the area, you actually had a hearing of your subcommittee that you chair up in Waco on the Baylor campus yesterday. And if folks don't know about that, what was the purpose of it?
Well, let me back up a little bit. Yeah. Every now and then, committees do have what are called field hearings. And I'm the chairman of the Economic Opportunity Subcommittee of the Veterans Affairs Committee. And we had a hearing on Monday in Riverside, California, which is where Mark DeCano, the ranking member of the subcommittee, is from. And then we had one yesterday in Waco at Baylor. And we had five private sector employers come and talk about hiring veterans and what they'd like to see the GI Bill do and see the federal government do. We had four higher ed institutions, including A&M and Baylor. And then we had two state agencies. We got some of the best feedback that you could have ever imagined. It's one of the best hearings I've ever been to. The ones in Washington are typically a little too stiff. The information flow has some friction in it. But we had a great free-flowing discussion yesterday.
Now, these are in somewhat, they're pretty well programmed in that you know who the speakers are going to be ahead of time. Is that basically right?
That's correct. Actually, what we do is we invite the speakers. We try to get a cross-section of who we think would be helpful in terms of feedback to Congress so that we could go back and fix employment opportunity pieces of legislation so they better fit what veterans need. And, yeah, we pick the employers. We try to get a cross-section of small employers to larger employers. I mean, we had Home Depot and Caterpillar there, but we also had Ride Scout, which is a company in Austin. We had Cognizant, consulting company, whose U.S. headquarters is here in College Station. And then we had Dwyer Group, which has a large franchising operation in Waco. So it was great feedback from all five of those folks.
Well, talk about it also maybe from the standpoint of they also, in addition to the job market, they want some educational opportunities as well. Now, is that discussed during this as well?
It was. We had Texas A&M and Baylor and McLennan Community College and Texas State Technical College each testify about a few things. One is what they do individually, so they reach trying to tout their individual programs. And I have to say, those four institutions are doing a great job for the veterans in District 17, the surrounding area. But then they also talked about the deficiencies in the GI Bill, or the ways that the GI Bill could be structured to make it better. Again, as I said, Congress never gets a piece of legislation right when they pass it the first time, so you continually have to modify it so it fits real-world circumstances. And that's what we learned yesterday.
Sure. Bill Flores joined us this morning in studio. Okay, so you're in Riverside on Monday, and then you were in Waco Tuesday. Do you travel as a group? Does the committee travel as a group?
Well, not really. We all traveled individually. We wound up in the same spots, but okay. No, we travel individually.
Well, you know, because obviously that can be a time for some interchange and communication, which is sadly lacking sometimes in D.C.
It could be, but we all came from different areas, so we wound up in Riverside together. And then we traveled in. I had to come back to College Station, so I went through Houston. The rest of them went through Dallas-Fort Worth and wound up in Waco.
Sure. Okay, you're back in D.C. when?
On Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday afternoon.
What's on the agenda?
Well, next week we're going to be starting to talk. We'll continue the hearings and the oversight over Obamacare. But then we're going to start into a bunch of job-related measures tied to energy. And one of the bills we'll be talking about next week and into the following week when it should be on the House floor is my bill that deals with the regulation of hydraulic fracturing. One of the things that's happened in the country is we're having a manufacturing renaissance because we've got affordable, abundant, clean natural gas. And so we lost a lot of manufacturing jobs the last few decades, and now they're coming back because of this energy boom that we're having. And if we regulate hydraulic fracturing the wrong way, then all of a sudden those manufacturers, you lose the gas, and then the manufacturing jobs stay overseas. They don't come back.
What is it that causes, I mean, understand we've got energy, and like you say, we're producing a ton of natural gas right now. But just because of energy, why does that necessarily draw jobs back into the United States?
Well, because energy is one of the key economic inputs to an economy. You've got labor, you've got intellectual property, you've got capital, you've got the ability to get your resources like land so that you can build. But also energy is one of the key economic inputs. And so if you have abundant, affordable, clean energy, then that gives you an advantage when you're seeking to set up a manufacturing operation. Nucor Steel is a great example right here in District 17. They take old steel and they recycle it into new steel, and they have a big facility up in the northeastern part of this district. And the reason they're successful at this is because they have cheap electricity that is fueled by attractively priced natural gas.
More than a dozen Democrat senators went to meet with the president for 2 hours yesterday. They're uncomfortable.
Well, they should be.
Now, does that shed a different light? Obviously, the Republicans are going to be a group that are going to want to have changes in Obamacare for anything from postponing for a year or 6 months, whatever the personal option. But how do you see that meeting changing the way things are going to be played in Washington in the coming weeks?
I don't know that it will, because the this is the president's signature piece of legislation, and I don't think he wants to see any more changes to it. He's already embarrassed by it, and I think he would. It looks to me like he's gotten his neck pretty stiff about this, so I don't see him wanting to do any changes. On the other hand, you've got a lot of Democrats in the Senate and a lot of Democrats in the House. They're starting to say, hey, you know, it makes sense to delay this for a year, delay the individual mandate. If you think about what the real fight was over the shutdown of the government, it wasn't to defund Obamacare anymore. I mean, that we lost that battle and we moved on, or to delay all of Obamacare for a year. That battle was lost and we moved on. We had two things. We were trying to delay the individual mandate because we knew it wasn't ready for prime time. And, you know, all the problems lately have shown that. And the second thing was to make sure that Congress and the White House were subject to the same Obamacare as the rest of America. That's what the fight was about. And it looks to me like we're going to wind up getting both of those pretty quickly because you've got enough senators that want to talk about changing it, and you've got enough House members that want to talk about changing it. And, of course, we as Republicans in the House, we're there on both of those. We'd like to do both those things.
Well, again, obviously we have more than a dozen senators in there who are obviously scared about their jobs. They think they may lose their jobs over this. Boy, if you ended up with Republican control in the House and the Senate and a Democrat president, that'd pretty well logjam everything for the last 2 years of the Obama administration.
Well, I think it would do more than logjam. We'd see some positive change because we wouldn't be able to pass any legislation to, for instance, repeal Obamacare and replace it with something new. But what you could do is you change the funding for everything in the federal government. And the purse strings, to the extent you can't change the law, you change the way laws are implemented by starving the bureaucrats that implement them. There's nothing as ineffective as a starving bureaucrat. And so when you change the funding model by reducing funding for some of the agencies that are involved in all these egregious activities, then all of a sudden life gets better for America.
Sure. Anything else out there on your radar screen?
Well, we've got a couple of Veterans Day ceremonies coming up on Monday. I'm going to be speaking in Pflugerville, and then I'll be back here in the afternoon to speak at the Bryan College Station Veterans Event. A&M has received a large federal grant that news will be released today at 11 o'clock. I'll be there for that. And, of course, we're going to honor our 8th Aggie Medal of Honor winner this afternoon as well.
Yep, absolutely. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays or Thursdays sometimes, but you can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for coming in and being with us this morning.
Great to be with you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Thanks a lot.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Ah, the good old days. Aren't there times you wish you could go back? Maybe not as a teenager. A better idea is to recognize that you're living in the good old days right now. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Each of us has memories of what we consider to be pleasant times in our lives as we look back. But nostalgia has a unique way of sanitizing our past. Those times that seem so rich and meaningful now were, at the time, likely fraught with the same struggles and distractions we're so often confronted with today. The difference is time has filtered out much of the bad we'd rather forget. Maybe your first years of marriage were characterized by tough finances, but now memories of TV dinners and the rickety furniture you could barely afford probably bring a smile to your face. Or maybe your child's teen years made parenting a challenge, so you didn't fully appreciate that period of life until well after it was passed. Here's the point. There was a time when the good old days were actually today's. We just didn't appreciate the richness of those moments while we were living them. Charles Dickens' classic story, A Tale of Two Cities, begins with this epic line. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Life consists of both challenges and positive experiences for us all. The trick is to recognize that the good old days have never been back there somewhere. They're happening right now. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Have you heard? We're letting a million people try Proactiv 100% risk-free and get our fast-acting refining mask and green tea moisturizer free when you call right now, 1-800-620-4525. You heard it. You'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv 100% risk-free plus two free extras. You won't risk a penny. Call now for America's number one acne system. Call 1-800-620-4525. That's 1-800-620-4525.
An official message from Medicare.
It's that time of year again.
Football season.
Medicare open enrollment season, October 15th through December 7th. Time to compare plans, see what's new.
But I like what I have.
You don't have to change, but it's always good to look. You could find better coverage, save money, or both. Where are you going?
The game?
The computer.
Okay, okay.
Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Now's the time.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Siegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 751. One of this year's surprises for the Aggie football team has been Travis Labhart. The senior wideout has been one of Johnny's favorite targets, and his backstory is pretty amazing, too. Starting his career as a practice squad player for the women's basketball team during their national championship run. Here's Travis on wrapping it up at Kyle Field for the last time in his career.
It's crazy. 5 years, 4 years. Dream of playing on Kyle Field as a little kid and, you know, grow up around it, see it on TV. And, you know, I take it for granted as I go out there every day. And it's going to definitely be an emotional game, hopefully a positive win. And, man, it's crazy to think it's already, last game is already here. And then next time I come back, it'll be completely redone. So it's going to be a cool feeling, but definitely probably be a little bit emotional.
Speaking of seniors, Texas A&M All-American offensive tackle Jake Matthews has been named a finalist for the Senior Class Award, which honors senior NCAA football subdivision student athletes that excel both on and off the field. The acronym, Celebrating Loyalty and Achievement for Staying in School, the class award focuses on the total student athlete and encourages students to use their platform in athletics to make a positive impact in their communities. On out of the number 21 A&M soccer team, where they got a hard-fought 1-0 win over the Auburn Tigers in the quarterfinal action of the 2013 SEC Women's Soccer Tournament at Ocean Beach Sports Complex yesterday. Junior Allie Bailey notched the only goal of the match in the 17th minute, and Coach G. Guerreri knows that they still have a long way to go.
Our team did a good job, lots and lots and lots of scoring opportunities that we just couldn't quite put away with more than 22 shots and a lot of those on goal. We've got to be a little bit more patient in our buildup. We've got to make it to where we're taking better decisions on when we're going to finish off these chances. And then, of course, we've got to stick them, because on Friday against either South Carolina or Georgia, both of them have very good goalkeepers. Both of them are very athletic, and you may not get as many chances, and you got to take advantage of what you get.
With the win, the Aggies improved to 15-4-1 on the season. It marks the 10th consecutive season A&M has reached the 15-win mark. They'll take on number 9, the South Carolina Gamecocks, 6:30. That game is on Friday. A senior partner in the New York law firm with experience in sports cases had been appointed by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to investigate possible misconduct in the Miami Dolphins workplace and prepare a report, which will be made public. The issue stems from an alleged repeated hazing of Miami Dolphins offensive tackle Jonathan Martin by guard Richie Incognito. Here's Aggie standout and Dolphin quarterback Ryan Tannehill on the big dust-up.
All I know about Richie is he was a great teammate to me. I saw him being a great teammate.
all the time. You know, does he like to give guys a hard time? Yes. Does he like to pester guys and have fun? Yes. But he brought a lot of laughter to this locker room. He brought a lot of cohesiveness to this locker room. And he was the best teammate that I could ask for.
Goodell says Ted Wells has begun his work and does not have a timetable for completing it. And as we told you yesterday, there's been some rumblings at the other big school in Texas about this being Mack Brown's last year and that the Longhorns had been courting Alabama's Nick Saban. Coach Saban put an end to that yesterday, saying he is, quote, very committed to the University of Alabama, and he referred to the past comments saying he wasn't interested in leaving. His agent had talked, however, in January about the possibility of replacing Mack Brown at Texas. Saban, by the way, is pursuing his fourth national title in the last 5 years. There's a college football game or two on tonight that have national championship repercussions. The second-ranked and high-scoring Oregon Ducks travel to Stanford to play sixth-ranked Cardinal, with the winner getting a leg up in the BCS National Championship. Not to mention another top 10 matchup with number 10 Oklahoma at Floyd Casey Stadium to take on number 5 Baylor in Waco for the first real test the Bears have seen this season. On now to the NBA, where the Oklahoma City Thunder pulled away in the second half for a 107-93 victory over Dallas.
Angling left, Parker gets a screen from Duncan. Pulls up, mid-range jumper is good for Tony Parker. 18 points for Parker, Spurs by one.
The Spurs withstood a hectic finish by the Phoenix Suns to win 99-96, and the Indiana Pacers remain the only undefeated team in the NBA, knocking off Chicago last night 97-80, making their record now 5-0. And finally, in Major League Soccer, Omar Cummings scored to help the Houston Dynamo to a 2-1 victory over the Chicago Red Bulls in the playoffs. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seegert 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
Rock and roll ring event going on starting today at David Gardner's and all the way through the weekend. David Gardner's is where Aggies get engaged, and they've got hundreds of platinum rings. Lots of personality for you to go by and see. Now, again, it's platinum. This is the only band that will last for a lifetime of everyday wear because it actually gets stronger over time. And 8 out of 10 women prefer platinum. Guys, are you listening? Okay. Think about this. A woman looks at her rings anywhere between 20 to 30 times a day. So why not get the one that she would like to have? And by the way, right now, David Gardner's has 0% financing for 12 months. So no reason for you to not man up and get out and buy that platinum ring, the ultimate, if you will, heavy metal band. Got that? See, okay. Anyway, and by the way, a lot of this is geared toward people who are getting married, but remember that David Gardner's has platinum rings that are good for any occasion, anytime, so be thinking about platinum. Join the rock and roll event. You can make a reservation by getting in touch with the folks at David Gardner's so that there'll be a specialist there, ready, waiting to show you and answer any questions that you want to know about platinum or gold, or anything else that they can do for you at David Gardner's. But it's the Rock and Roll Ring Event this weekend, starting today at David Gardner's, 911 University.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's LYNEHomeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Lockheed Martin, not now, again, they're testing this plane. There's no way to know whether or not it'll ever be actually in regular production. But they're working on an unmanned spy plane.
Whoa.
Unmanned spy plane that can travel at 6 times the speed of sound. It's the SR-72.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, that's here to there about that quick.
Wow.
Under development in California. Follow up on the SR-71 Blackbird, of course, which was developed back in the 1960s.
By the Skunk Works.
Yes. The mantra here, hypersonic is the new stealth. A missile showing off the...